Seventh season. Hard to believe. Coach O'Rourke, who played high school football at Avon, Rocco, if you're not knowing, and a former Golden Helmet winner.
I've seen the cover.
You've seen the magazine.
I've seen
okay,
the magazine
great.
Cover.
So Coach O'Rourke joins us, doing another fine job with Firelands. And Coach, let's talk about this year. You know, you're coming off another great season, 7-4, and I kind of get the sense that that's you guys just expect that now every year. Like, that's where we're at. We're not, you know, and you just want to kind of go from there. Is that fair to say?
Yes, I think you certainly want to establish some consistency in your program, right? And I think having, you know, 7 wins is obviously a good season. We didn't accomplish everything we wanted to, but you're certainly excited about, you know, what occurred on the field, and you're excited about what's coming back the following year.
Coach, how, you know, in that Lorain County League, that's an iron sharpens iron every single week, it seems. You know, going through the course of a season like that, do you have to kind of remind kids that it's like that in the Lorain County League, that each and every week, you know, you have to bring your A game?
Absolutely, and I think, you know, having been in this conference for some years now, I think our kids understand and expect, you know, to be such a competitive atmosphere. So, you know, we certainly understand week to week it's going to be a difficult season, and you know, so many different styles too. You know, you'll have, you know, teams that have the size, teams that have the speed, and it to me it's a perfect conference that has a great blend of competitiveness from team to team.
Your quarterback Jimmy Onspa, I thought he had a great junior campaign. We talked a lot about him last year, week in and week out on our forecast show. Now he's a senior. Expectations a little bit greater and more for him this season?
I think so. You know, he just got nominated to be a captain again, so he's a 2-time captain for us. And, you know, I think there will be a little bit more on his shoulders this season. You know, obviously we're not going to replace a kid like Weston Strader,
right,
so you
right.
kind of find the production in different areas. And I think with Jimmy, you know, he's certainly grown a lot when it's come to, you know, what we're doing offensively, and giving him a little bit more of an added responsibility.
So can you talk about that when you have a kid that was so good as Strader, and you counted on him, and now maybe do you try to spread that around and spread that around that production and let the guys know that we don't have one Weston Strader, but maybe we've got 3, 4, 5 guys that can together do maybe what he did yards wise and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think you never try to just say we're going to replace a 2,000 yard rusher. You try to, you know, reinvent it, you know, with the kids that you have. So for Weston, and if you were to talk to me or even Weston before the season, I don't think any of us would have predicted that kind of production. You know, that's something that you can't coach. You know, it's just going to be something that occurs. And, you know, obviously a tremendous player. And we're excited about the kids that can, again, not replace what he did, but kind of reinvent it in their own skill set.
I've kind of been asking a few of the coaches tonight about your non-conference schedule. And I look at yours, and you guys have played Edison for a long time now, and I know it's a great opener and maybe hasn't gone as successfully as you would like, but it's a great opener. You've got your rival in week two with the Sailors, and now you're going to Poland Seminary in week three. So, boy, I would think that's a really challenging non-conference schedule. And how do you think that gets you ready for the LCA? And how did you – is this Poland Seminary just a one-year deal? How did that come off?
Well, thanks for reminding me about the non-conference schedule. Yeah.
Now,
Edison, you know, I have, you know, I say it all the time to Jim over there and to our kids. I have a tremendous amount of respect for what they do at Edison, and we feel that if we want to be the program that we want to consistently be, we got to compete against a team like that, you know. So it's going to be every time that comes up, I'm more than willing to, you know, keep going against that program. And obviously we have you know, a really tough game week two with our rival there in Vermilion. We know they're going to keep getting better and better, and we certainly know that's a challenge. And then, yeah, we're going over to Poland Seminary this year. Just one of those things that kind of happened, trying to find a week three game as we kind of moved Vermilion down to week two and had Rocky River go out of the schedule. But, yeah, we'll be away this year. They'll be coming to our place next year. And, yeah, excited for what we consider, you know, really with all three of those games. But the Poland trip, that's, you know, you're going to have to take long bus rides week 11, week 12 potentially. And we want our kids to get used to that and see, you know, Youngstown football is. And we certainly know it's going to be a difficult game.
Coach, what is the running back situation like for you guys this year?
Yeah, so we normally operate out of a 2-back system,
right.
And we return Josh Kovach, an all-district fullback, and he'll certainly you know, carry quite a bit for us. And you know, we have Colin Scott, who's a 10-game starter on defense, that'll be at tailback along with one of our sophomores, Jimmy Berry, who is a state qualifier in the hurdles. So we certainly think we have talented kids there. Mm-hmm. It just might be a little different looking than what we saw last year.
Can you talk about your defense a little bit? It looks like reading what you provided for us here, and thank you very much for doing that. Mm-hmm. We should mention that the football forecast will be coming out momentarily. We'll have that for everybody. I know all the fans love to get that, and thanks to all the coaches for their help. Looks like you've got a lot of seniors returning on defense. How much does that help, and what are the expectations for that unit?
Yeah, I think, you know, just kind of seeing their growth from week one to week 10 last year is certainly an improvement in that respect. And throughout the offseason and through these camp days that we've had and now into fall practice, I can certainly see a difference with having so much senior leadership on defense and, you know, return essentially the entire secondary and the entire second level with the linebackers. So it's been a big help. You know, really excited what they've been doing.
Coach, you know, I've asked some of the other coaches this as well. You know, offensive and defensive line, where's the confidence at with that?
You know, for us, we returned three guys up front offensively with Noah Angle, C.J. Gillis, and Braden Rowley. And on the right-hand side right now, we got a competition. We feel like there's four kids that, you know, can do the job, and we're excited to see them in scrimmages with a couple juniors and Patrick Geist and Brandon Atkins, Roberto Flores, and a couple sophomores that are going to get a chance too with Clifford Stahl. And Logan Parker. So, and really, it's the same on the other side too. We got a senior in Colin Atkins that got hurt week one. That we expect big things out of at our nose tackle position, and he'll kind of be that utility offensive lineman that he can plug in anywhere. You know, so right now it's kind of we know there's three guys coming back, but there's certainly some competition going right now for the other two spots.
Back looking at the schedule, Coach, and I know none of you guys like to look forward past week one.
No.
You guys probably don't even like to look past the first practice. But
no.
Those first two Lorain County League games, Columbia and Black River, I mean, it was you three that it came down to it at the end of last year. How, you know, maybe not fun would be the wrong word to use there, but what's the excitement level with those two games in particular, and how important will those two be, you think?
Oh, no, it's certainly fun. You know, I mean, it's great to go up against any of these teams, right? You know, obviously with what Columbia and Black River did last season, we know they're going to be very strong teams. So, yeah, we'll be tested early on, and we know they're going to be really difficult games. And obviously nothing but respect to those two programs. I mean, they were phenomenal teams last year. Obviously Black River getting hot those last kind of 6 weeks, and Columbia just being consistent throughout the season. And our kids understand if we want to be the team we want to be, we got to kind of reach that consistency that we saw from those two programs.
Your overall thoughts on the LC8, and I don't think we've asked anybody else this, but I'll throw it out there. Is there maybe a team that scared, not, you know, that might be up and coming that you think, boy, we better not overlook this team? You know, is there just your thoughts on the LC8 overall, and is there that team that might surprise some people this year?
Well, I don't know if I want to pick one team out.
Okay.
Like, in my opinion,
probably not a fair question. Every
team scares us as head coaches,
sure,
as you kind of go through the years. You know, what I'll say about this though is Lorain County League, so many teams offer different issues, right? You
mm-hmm.
know, Columbia and Black River, such strong running games, right, with kids that are returning in those areas, and in Clearview, you know, with that freshman quarterback last season and all the athletes they have around them. And you just look at, you know, what everyone else is providing. They're just different styles from my perspective. And that's what I think makes our conference great and difficult at the same time. You'll get something different every week, whether it's, you know, Wellington in the I formation, you know, just offering Brookside running the 12 personnel. You know, we have so much different football going on, and I think it's just great to see.
Ryan, we want to wish you the best of luck this year, continued success. I know right away, got you in week two as you take on your rival, the Vermilion Sailors, as I like to say, the Battle of Axtell. And then we're going to have you later in the year as well as you host Columbia in that big game on September 8th. Great job what you've been doing at Firelands over the years. I can't believe it's already year number 7.
It's a weird feeling, certainly, to say it's been 7 years at that. but had a ton of fun, and we look forward to many more years.
Yeah, sounds good. And that's Ryan O'Rourke, the head coach of the Firelands Falcons. We'll take a short break, and then following this, I believe we're going to hear from Black River coach Kyle Clark.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we'll hear from Coach Kyle Clark. We'll continue right after this.